Everybody, Coach Dale here, back again with you today. It is a Friday Eve, a Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Going back to Ellenstein Jr. Follow him over on Twitter X. Got both his books. Just fantastic stuff that he puts out there. I hope he gets his podcast going again because I really enjoyed listening to those. He's taking a break for a while. I need to probably reach out to him. Not that he knows me from anybody else, but would really like to hear his podcast going again. A couple thoughts here. He talks about defining your own success, right? The world tells us what success should all be about. Other people judge us on success, right? A lot of the time, money or title, possessions and all that. But no, define your own success, the happiness of your life, the relationships that you have, the value that you bring to others, right? Just your spot in the world, the things that you're doing day in and day out. The second point he brought up is a key to inner peace, which I think is connected to defining your own success. A key to inner peace is figuring out what you truly value and disregarding everything else. Okay, fantastic stuff there. I'm going to like both of those and repost them too. That's those two things. Just really simple, right? Key to inner peace is figuring out what you truly value and disregarding everything else. Protecting Your Peace, this Trent Shelton book that I have over there on a couple of my piles. Very intriguing when I heard him on a podcast. I think it was the Burn podcast with Ben Newman, talking about the things that we lose our peace over. And again, you've heard me say it before. Coach Rich Popp always talks about peace. Just he signs a memo, he signs a text, an email, handwritten notes. Peace. That's something that it is so valuable. Yeah, I think we give it up pretty dang easy in life. I know I do. And so I want to define my own success. I want to continue doing that more. And I want to keep finding this inner peace. Figuring out that you truly value what you truly value and disregarding everything else. Okay? Two little points from Ellenstein Jr. I'll put this over on Facebook too and probably take a screenshot and do something else with it. But just great little reminders here on a Friday Eve. Hope this helps. Keep sharing this message with people that you think need it. Keep liking, subscribing wherever you get this podcast from, and reach out, check the show notes, know how to get in touch with me, and reach out. Let me know you listen to the podcast. Let me know questions, comments, things you'd like to hear talked about. If you got guest ideas, even if it's you, I would love to get going on that as soon as the rehab and the back issues are over here, that I can get going on a lot of these things that I've been putting off way too long. And I'm learning. I can't put those things off anymore. We're all running out of time. But just want to reach out, let you know. I care for you. I do appreciate your time. I value your time that you spend with me on these podcasts, wherever you are, whenever you listen to this. It could be here in 2024, it could be years down the road. But I do appreciate you very much. All right. Take care, you guys. Of everyone else too, right? Don't just make it about you. Take care of yourself and everyone else too, right? We'll see you later.